Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Today marks the start of Florida's annual panther capture season, not by hunters, but by scientists in search of data about the big cats. The Florida panther was almost extinct when biologist Chris Belden started the program 33 years ago. The panther population has risen since then, primarily because of a breeding program that started a few years ago.
We brought in 8 Texas females to the population. The population was becoming so inbred because there were so few animals that it was in the vortex for going extinct.
How do your trackers or hunters, how are they able to capture panthers?
We use specially trained hounds that roam free, and when they find a panther's scent, they follow that scent until they put the panther up a tree. Then we tranquilize it and get it out of the tree and then work it up and put the radio collar on it.
Are you involved in this in the field?
Not now. I did for 30 years when I worked with the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission.
So I guess you saw a lot of panthers out there.
Only those that were treed by our dogs. They're not easily seen. I've gone in with the radio telemetry equipment trying to see them and have not been able to.
Because they're quick or?
They're just very elusive.
Every once in a while somebody in this area will tell us that they've spotted a panther recently. Do you think there are panthers this close to the coast?
Well, since the population in South Florida began to increase in 95, the panther population, there have been subadult males that have dispersed from South Florida. And they can show up at any place at any time, so you never know where they're going to be.
Have you had any confirmed sightings around here in Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin counties?
Not within the last few years, no.
How much acreage do they need as a range?
Females cover a range of about 70 to 90 square miles. Males is usually around 200 square miles.
That's a lot of territory.
The young dispersing males, it can be as much as 600 square miles.
Most of them are in the Everglades or Big Cypress.
Yes. The breeding population is south of the Coosatchie River in southwest Florida.
So there are maybe 125 at last count, and now you're thinking what?
The population is down a little bit. It's probably closer to 100.
Because of what? Encroaching development?
No, the population's pretty much at carrying capacity. That's just about all that the habitat will maintain.
Because of the food requirements?
That's right. And the size of territories that they need.
That's a huge amount, and Florida is getting more and more developed.
It is.
How long has the panther been in Florida, in what's now Florida?
Panther's native to Florida. It's always been here. It was here before people were here. I would estimate in the historic range it were probably around 5,000. The panther is primarily a wilderness species. Not because it can't live with people, but primarily because people won't live with the panther. So I view the panther as a wilderness indicator species. Once we've lost the panther, we will have essentially lost all of the wilderness in the east.
How is it faring compared to the cougar and the mountain lion in terms of survival?
The Florida panther is endangered, whereas most of the subspecies of mountain lion or cougar, puma, are not endangered. That's primarily due to persecution by people in the early days, but now it's primarily due to habitat loss.
Was there ever a time when people hunted the panther in Florida as a food source?
No. People were primarily afraid of them and had fear for their livestock. They killed them at every opportunity by any means available. They were trapped and poisoned and hunted and shot just any way they could get rid of them.
Chris Belden collared the first panther after he started the capture program in 1976. Now he's retired from the state and works as panther coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service based in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Jenny Gould.